Today's daf is daf kuf vav. Today's the last daf of this perek. The Gemara begins as follows: Tanu Rabbanan, chalitza mutas kasherif. There's a chalitza through trickery that's an acceptable chalitza. What does that mean? Ezu I chalitza mutas. What's a trick type of chalitza? So Amar Reish Lakish kol shomim lo chalitz ubekachata konsa. So Reish Lakish, if you tell the yavam, listen, do chalitza, and this way you'll marry her. But that's not really the case. It's actually how you're releasing her. But you trick the guy. So that's the way you could trick him into doing it. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, says, "Anisho, now I taught, I learned the bein shenaskavin hu, lo neskavin he, bein shenaskavin he, lo neskavin hu, chalitasa psula. It's pasul ad she is kavnu shneim keechad. You have to have kavana both from the yavam and the yavama to form the chalitza. At amris chalitasa ksheren. You think where he thinks his kavana is to do yibum, not to do chalitza. You think that's acceptable? Certainly not. There needs to be kavana of chalitza both the yavam and the Yavama. So that's not the example of a chalitza mutes. So what's an example? If you tell the guy, listen, do chalitza, and we'll give you $200 afterwards, that actually would be acceptable. Why is that acceptable? Why is that a good chalitza? You trick the guy. So Rashi tells on top here, even though you never or she never gave the 200 zuz, chalitza sakshir, that's acceptable. Why not? Don't you have to fulfill the tanai? So before Shbuksuvas Bahamadir in other places as well, the Chol Tanai, Mibnei Gad Bnei Ruvain Gamrin. We learn all the lachas of Tanai, Mishpate Tanai, it's called. We learn from Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain. Tano Shefshali Sanesai De Shliach, a Tanai that can be performed through Shliach, Sheasa Moshe Yeshua Shliach, Lasesh Lemes Erta Gilad. Have a Tanai Tanai that the Shlichas of Yeshua, that was a Tanai that Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain made. So only something that can be done through Shlichas can be subject to the halachas of Tanai. However, that which does not have shlichas, there is no halachas of Tanai. Therefore, Rashi writes, V'chol Tanai de lo efshir lasai de shliach kigon chalitza. Shlichas does not work by chalitza, therefore ein Tanai mo'ba. Therefore, Tanai doesn't work either. It's ineffective. So although you told him the Tanai is not chal, you tricked the guy and he did a chalitza, and therefore you've released the Yavama to go ahead and get married. Gemara says, Tani Nami Hochi, the Braisa says the same thing. Chalitza mutes ksher, it's acceptable. Ezi chalitza mutes kol shomim chalitz la amnasha titen lecha masayim zuz. So that was the example we said above Rabbi Yochanan. This is a clear Braisa that says the same thing. Umaisa b'isha achaz, there was once an event, shenafla lefne yavam shein hagun la, that the yavam who was not the right fit for her, fell to her. V'amrullah, they said to him, V'amrullah, chalitz la amnasha titen lecha masayim zuz. They actually did this. It says, do the chalitza, and we'll give you 200 zuz. So he did it. And he permitted it based on the grounds of what he said above, that a chalitza mutes is actually acceptable. So Gemara now says, Hahuta also lakami de Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. A particular person came to Rabbi Chiya, and Amalei, he says to her, Biti Amudi, my daughter should do Yibum. Rashi writes, Biti Amudi, Amudi v'yisyami lo. They should perform Yibum. So if you look at Rashi, Tosis on the top here, Tosis writes, Biti Amudi. The Lashon Shepirish Bekuntris, Amudi Chaltzalo, according to that, we'll see in a second, that could stand and do Chalitza. Mashbash Tzarech Amidu Lachlot, you have to stand in order to perform Chalitza. V'shem L'chachila Ba'i, maybe there's only a L'chachila level to stand during the performance of Chalitza. Lo Mifshle B'hachi, but it won't disqualify if she were to be sitting, because the Pishish Le'ah, we learned it a couple days ago, Gabe Bein Omeda, Bein Yoshi, Bein Muta, that if she sits, stands, or leans, they're all acceptable. So this Gemara must only be L'chachila. Either way, what happened was, initially it was told to her, to Biti Amudi, you should perform a Yibum. So Amri Le Ema, her mother says, Yeshivasa Zuhi Amidasa. Her sitting, her refusal to do Yibum is actually her tikkun, and that's called her Amida. In other words, it's not appropriate for her to marry the Yavam. It's not a good Shidduch. Don't let them get married. That was the response of the mother. So Amri La, so he says to her, Yadatele, do you know this guy that's inappropriate? Amri Le, the mother says, In, yes, I do know this guy very well, the Yavam. Mamona Huda Chazila, he knows that my daughter has got a lot of money. The Kabai Lemichle Menesh, he wants to eat up all her money, to take all the money away. So Amri Lo, so he says to the daughter now, Lo Nichalach, are you not, is not fit, is not good for you to marry this Yavam? Amri Le, so she says to him, Lo, I don't want to marry this guy. So Amri Le, so he turns now, Rabbi Chiya turns to the Yavam and says, Chalitz La, you should do Chalitza, Ubekachata Konsa, and this way you'll get married. Now that's not how we said above it works. So the Basa de Chalitza, he does this. So Amr Lei, Hashem Minach Iftzalei. Now, the truth is the Chalitza wasn't good, but it was enough to disqualify for marrying her now. So she's puzzled to you, because you did a Chalitza. Granted, you did a Chalitza with the wrong Kavana. There's not a Chalitza Kshera, but a Chalitza Psula, and we learned that Chalitza Psula puzzles her, so you can't marry her now. Now, the only thing you have to do is release her so she can get married to the Shuk, So chalitza, now do a real chalitza. Chalitza mal yasa. Kiecha de tishari la alma. This way she could be permitted to marry the shuk. Now that's a tricky thing to do because at that point he could get very upset. I'm walking away now. She's stuck forever. But either way, Chia understood his strength or maybe the Yavam's weakness that this wouldn't be an issue. And therefore that was another approach, but yet a risky approach. So Gemara then says, Bas Chamua de Rav Papa, the daughter of Papa's father-in-law. In other words, his sister-in-law, right? His father-in-law, his wife's sister. So the daughter of his father-in-law, his sister-in-law, his wife's sister, Nafla Lefnei Yavam, She'ein Hagunla. So she fell to the brother-in-law, Yavam, who was not fitting for her. So Asla Kami de Abaye, they went to Abaye, and Amr Lei, he says, Chalitzla, do Chalitza. In this way, you'll get married, which again was the example of Reish Lakish's Chalitza Mutas, which you said was not ideal. So Amar Leir Papa, Papa says, Lo Savar Lamar Laha, do you not hold Amar Yochanan that he felt that that was not an inappropriate Chalitza? There's no Kavana there. So what should you say to her? So your Papa says, Amar Leir, Chalitzla, Amanas Shetitain Lacha Masayim Zuz, like Rabbi Yochanan says, tell him, do Chalitza, and we'll give you 200 Zuz afterwards. The Basa de Chalitzla, Amar Leir, Zil Havli, so he does Chalitza. Now give me my money. Amalei mishati ani b'cha avdalei. We did a trickery. We were mishata. We tricked you. So milo tana. Do we not have a brayse that says harei shaya boreach mibeis asrum? A person's running out of jail. We assume a jail that he's not supposed to be in. V'ha'isa ma'abre lefanav. And there's a ferry to cross over the river. Amalei told dinar, take a dinar, which is a very high amount of money, to take me over. V'avirenu. Now the boat rider takes him across. The sailor takes him across. At the end, when he reaches the other side, he has to pay him just a regular price. Does not have to pay him the high price that he had suggested in the beginning. Alma, we see from here, you could trick the guy to accomplish something if it's the right thing. I'm tricking you as well. Now, obviously, a person can't use this in business, but if there's a reason to save the guy's life from the jail, or it's a reason to save the woman, otherwise she'll be stuck, so then there are grounds to trick sometimes. You have to know how to use this. So that's what Abaye had said to do. So Amr Lei, so he says, Avuchayecha, Rav Papa says to Abaye, after Abaye is saying this, so he says, where's your father? Amr Lei b'masa, in the city. Eimach Hecha, where's your mother? Amr Lei b'masa, in the city. It's a very strange exchange right now. So why is he asking where his parents are? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, around halfway down Rashi, is Avuchayecha, Klomar, Abaye says to Rav Papa, rather. Abaye says to Rav Papa, Rav Papa says to do this. So he says, where are your parents? It appears to me that your parents live very close to you in order to feed you, to support you. Because it seems your papa, you're very smart, you're very bright, you're very quick and sharp, and there's no way you could work and make money and be so sharp. It must be your parents are supporting you so you could sit in yeshiva. That was the line of questioning. So he says, my parents live nearby. They're in the same city as me. They're taking care of me. So then the Gemara says, Yabu Eina V'Shachvin. And Abaye placed his hand, his eyes over Rapapa's parents, and they died. That's what happened. So the Mefarshim explained he wasn't intending on killing Rapapa's parents, but he was a little bit jealous, had a little ayin hara for the parents being so close and supporting Rapapa, and that's why Rapapa became so accomplished. So because of that, Rapapa's parents died at that moment. Okay, not sure what to do with that. Gemara says as follows: Tanya Rabbanan, Chalitza Mutes Kshera. If Chalitza, as we said before, if you trick the guy, that's acceptable, but get Mutes. Possible, but get's not good. Why? And Rashi explained, because since get can be sent through shlichas, most get are actually sent through shlichas. Shlichas is allowed. Therefore, tanai is also effective by a get. And if you do not fulfill the tanai of 200 tzitzis afterwards, the get will not be an acceptable get. So that's a big distinction between chalitza and get. The Brisa says further, chalitza mu'uses. Psula, if one forces a chalitza upon someone, or a get mu'usa, or a get was forced also, it's kosher. So by chalitza mu'usa is rather psula, a get mu'usa is kosher. If you force a get, that's actually acceptable. Gemara is going to clarify in just a moment. Hey, chidami, what's the case here? Idama wrote to Ani, if the man in the end says, I accept to do this, then get nami lo. So get nami, the get also should be acceptable. That's not called mu'usa, that's not called force. He said, wrote to Ani. So the Gemara says, lo hachi kamar. I missed a line there. Idama rotsa ani afil chalitza nami. Even the chalitza should be acceptable. Vilo ama rotsa ani. If he doesn't say rotsa ani, then I get nami lo. Then the get shouldn't be good. So the Gemara said, how do you make a distinction between one being good, one not being good? So hachi kamar chalitza mutes liolam kasher. Because we said there's no tanai by chalitza because there's no shlichas by chalitza. The get mute liolam pasul because we said there is shlichas by get, and therefore there are tanai by get. Chalitza mu'ases. The get mu'usa. Zimnin kosher, v'zimnin pasul. Sometimes a forced get and forced chalitza are good. Sometimes they're not. When do you distinguish? Gemara explained, Hodam Arotza, and if the husband says, or the man says, I am willing to do so, so that's good. That's acceptable. That's not really called force. Even though he was pressured, that's not called force. Hadilo Amarotzani, where he does not say Rotzani, that's called forced, and that would not be acceptable both by get and chalitza. The Tani, the Brisa says, Yakiv Osolapot says, you make him bring a carbon. Melamit Shekofun Oso, when a person's chayv a chatas, we force him to bring a chatas. Yachal Baal Karcha, we might think you really force him to do so against his will. Tamalomar Lirtzon, according to his will. So how could you force him when it's Liratzon? Hoketzad. Kofuno, so we force him, ad shiyoma rotzani, we force him until he says the words, rotzani. So once he says rotzani, that's not called forced anymore. He was pressured, that's not called forced, and that's acceptable. Just like that's true by a carbon, v'cheina tamotzi begite nashim, kofuno, so ad shiyoma rotzani, and so too by chalitza as well, that's not called really a chalitza or a get muasis, musa. So Gemara then says, Amar Rava.
Yeah.
If he says Rotsani, that's good. If he doesn't say Rotsani, then that's not good.
No difference.
Exactly, no difference. Even though Bryson initially said there was a difference, it says no, they're coupled together. Sometimes they're both good, and sometimes they're both not good. That's how we reread that Bryson.
But on a Tanai, the get would be...
not good. If you don't fulfill the Tanai...
Chalitza, yes, because there's no...
Exactly. The Shlichas would be the Simon, whether or not Tanai works or not. Exactly. So the Gemara says now the last few lines of the Amud here. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schor, Amar Rav Huna. Choltzin... a bezdin is allowed to officiate a chalitza, even though they don't know the parties who the yavmi yavamah. When a man and woman come, we need to do chalitza. They don't inspect who they are, what the background is. They do chalitza. That's acceptable, and we'll see why in a second. Mimanin afa pishein makirin. They also do miyun. If a woman refuses to stay married, shikatana, she could opt out. That's also allowed, even though they don't know who the individuals are. They could officiate the miyun. Lefikach, therefore, ein kosvin get chalitza. Elam Kain Makirin, to write the chalitza, I mean, the maisa chalitza is really worthless. Until they have the get that proves that what they had done chalitza, the maisa is nothing. But to write the get chalitza, where now she can walk around and say, I'm free to marry, then the bezdin has to do a research who she is before writing something. Again, therefore, lirfichach ein kosvin get chalitza, elam Kain Makirin, and also ein kosvin get miyun, elam Kain Makirin. So the ksiva requires the research, but the maisa doesn't require research. The chashin and the bezdin don't. We're concerned that a bezdin might get confused if they saw that the get was a chalitza was good, or they saw the mi was a good chalitza, and without a get, we have to make sure the get has the proper halachas on it, the proper research, so no one gets confused. Rava says the opposite. They have the same concern, but he says the opposite. You'll see. Rava, didei omer, ein cholzen elam kein makirin. You only officiate a chalitza unless you know who each party is. And so to ein memanin elam kein makirin, you also don't do miyun unless you know who each party is. Lefikach, therefore, once a miyun, or once a chalitza has been performed, you know the proper research had been done, then kosvin get chalitza avabicha ein makirin. So then a bezin, they can, right after observing a chalitza, another bezin observes this, or they observe a miyun, they can go through and write the get of the chalitza, the get of the miyun, because they could trust that the bezin that over officiated that the chalitza, that mian, was acceptable. They did the research. And the kosin get mian, not for pishein makin, v'lo chashin lebezin toin. So again, they're both concerned that someone might make a mistake, but the question is whether or not the mice requires the research or the ksiva requires the research. Going on to now the last amud of the perek, kuf vav amud beis. The Mishnah says as follows. So mitzvah chalitza, what exactly is the process? Now, we have a similar thing when it comes to get, where the Gemara tells us what a get is, only at the very last mission on the entire parak as well. The end of the parak, we finally know what is chalitza. We had all these dinim. This should have been like really the first mission. This is the state of chalitza, and then figure it out. Either way, that's how the order of the mission was. So the mission says, mitzvah chalitza, what is the mitzvah chalitza? Bohu vivim tohi, the yavam, and the yavam akam, the bezdin. V'hein masin lo eitza, ha'hogenes lo, and they provide them with the proper eitza, whether or not this is a good shidduch or not a good shidduch. That's Bezdin's suggestion. Shenem artez in the pasuk, v'karu lo ziknei iro v'dibro elav, the zikenim of the city, the Bezdin speaks to them, they speak to them to describe whether this is a good shidduch or not. And v'hi omeris, she says the statements, she says, me'ein yivami lahakim, my yavam refuses to lahakim lachim shem b'yisrael, lo avi yavami, he doesn't want to marry me. Who the Yavam now says Omer lo chafatz lekachta, I don't want to marry her. Ublashin kodesh hay Omerim, they would say this whole seder in Hebrew. V'niksha yivim to elav le'ene adzakenim v'chalta nalo me'al ragla, and then she goes forward to in the presence of the dayanim and she removes his shoe. the Yarkob in front of him, she spits in his face, in front of his face, not onto him, but in front of him. Rok hanir le'dayanim has to be a spit that's observed by the judges. And in response, then she says, this is what we do to a person who doesn't want to continue his brother's house. Up until the point they would read, and that was the end of the seder. Now, kishikru Rabbi Hurkan has tachasam tree ha'ela bekvar etam. One time Rabbi Hurkan was officiating a chalitza, and Megamar's called parsha. He didn't stop there. He read the rest of the parsha of chalitza up until the words v'nikra shmo b'yisrael beis chalitza. Now he read more than what we have to read. So from that point on, Lios Gomrim Kal Parsha. So Huchsuku, Lios Gomrim Kal Parsha. From that time, the practice now, currently, is in a Bezdin who officiates Chalita to read the entire Parsha from the time of Reb Hurkanus. And the Mishnah concludes, V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael Beis Chalita now, Mitzvah B'Dayanim, it's a Mitzvah the Dayanim to say these words afterwards. It's like, you know, Mekudesh Mekudeshes. So they say Chalitza V'nikra Shmo B'Yisrael Beis Chalita now. The Dayanim say those words. For the Mitzvah B'Tamidim, the Tamidim who are just observing, getting Shemesh, they don't say those words. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mitzvah Kol Omdim Sham Lomar Chalitza Now Chalitza Now. The practices of all those who are watching, observing the Chalitza, they all call out the words Chalitza Now. So this is the Seder of Chalitza. So Gemara now says Amar of Yehuda Mitzvah Chalitza. Kora, she reads, v'kore, he reads, v'choletes, she does chalitza, she removes the shoe, rokaka, she spits, v'kore, then she reads a final time. So my kamashma, masnisini, what's Rav Yehuda teaching us? That is pretty much summing up our Mishnah. So what's he teaching? Ha kamashmalan mitzvah hachi, this is the ideal way to do this. However, via apich lespe, if he does the opposite order, that's not of concern. The seder is not ma'akev. Tanin nami hachi, the Brisa says, bein shehiktim chalitza l'rkika, bein shehiktim rkika l'chalitza, ma'as shasa asve. If you switch around the order of removing the shoe and spitting, doesn't make a difference, but the evet, it's all acceptable anyways. So Gemara then says that some diukim in terms of reading the psukim properly. Amar Abaye, Haiman demakre get chalitza. The one who reads the get chalitza, and the get chalitza has the psukim in there, so he should say lo likre lidide lo lechude. He shouldn't say lo and then pause and then v'ava yivmi lechude, because that sounds like the mashma ava yavmi. If he says lo no and then he says ava yivmi, I want to perform yibum, that's incorrect. Rather, you should read Ella lo avi yibmi as one phrase. I don't want to do yibum. That's how one should read this. And the lo likre lididei, he should not read lo pause lechudei by itself, and then chavati lechudei, and then I want to. Demashma chavati lekachta. Sounds like lo blank. I want to marry her. Rather, Ella as one phrase lo chavati lekachta. I don't want to marry her. That's how he recommended, advised one read the get chalitza. Rava Amar, Afsuki Milsi Les Leba. He says, no, that's just pausing, and pausing is not a concern. You could say, no, I want to marry her, or whatever how you reason Hebrew, lo, l'chalatz l'kachta. They're not concerned, even though you take a break, you breathe a little bit. He wasn't so concerned with this. Rav Ashi, Ashke Cheder of Kana, Dikimitztair, Umakre, Lo Ava Yavmi. So one time Rav Kana was reading a Get Chalitza, and he had a difficult time reading the phrase, Lo Ava Yivmi as one. He needed to take a pause, whatever, you know, he had a speech impediment. He had a hard time reading everything as one. So he was struggling as reading Lo Ava Yivmi. He tried over and over again, it seems. So Amrilei says to him, Lo Savar Lamar Laha Rava, do you not hold the Rava? The Rava wasn't concerned. Take a break. It's okay. Say Lo. And Ava Yivmi, we're not concerned. Don't feel pressured to read it as one phrase. Amalei, mold the Rava below Ava Yavmi. Even Rava, who says a pause is not of concern, he agrees in this instance it is of concern, and that's why I'm trying really hard to read it as one phrase. So Gemara then says, Amar Abai says, Hai man de kasiva gita de chalitzusa lichtov hachi. He should read it as write it as follows, one who writes it. Akrinu lididei min mein yivami ad Ava Yavmi. Meaning you don't have to write the entire pasuk, just write the Rashi Prakim with the pasukim. Vakrinu lididei, and then read it. Min lo ad lekachta. He's telling him to write just a Rashi Prakim with the psukim, but don't write the entire thing. Vakrinu lididei min kacha ad chalatanal. Just write these Rashi Prakim again of the psukim, but not write the entire pasuk out. Write lekachta v'chule or whatever the word of kacha v'chule, and so on. So Marzutra misartate v'kasev lekula parsha. When Marzutra was once being misader get chalita, he did sirtit. Sirtit when it comes to writing on a cloth of sefer Torah, and Marzutra sirtit, you have to draw lines, not with ink. But you put pressure in the cloth where there are lines, you see lines pressed into the cloth. It's called sirtut. And he was masartit. He put the lines on and then wrote the entire parsha of chalitza. He didn't do the Rashi Prakim. He wrote the entire parsha of chalitza on the parsha of the get chalitza. So mask of love bar idi valo nitein likasev. You can't write the whole thing down. In other words, only parshios in its entirety can be written down. But you can't write just a one parshia. It's either all or nothing. You can't write some a parsha chalitza separately. And even though that's the case, hilchasa kivase de marzucha, one can and one should write the entire parsha separately. That is acceptable. It's not a violation of the issur of writing bits and pieces of the Torah. And Gemara then says, and now a few halachas about the rakika. Amr Bai says, rakika v'klatasa haruach. Let's say she spits, and before getting to the face of the yavam, the wind comes and blows the spit away. Lo asav al-klomi was ineffective, it was not a good rakika, she needs to spit again. My time and why? The yarka b'fan abayim has to be crossing through and passing in front of him, but if the spit takes it elsewhere, that's not acceptable. Hilkach, therefore, hu aruch, if he's very tall, he gut and she's very short, uklataso haruach, and the wind takes away, ika bafana, that's considered in front of him. Because if he's tall, he's towering over, and she spits, so he's going to see it no matter where it goes. If it goes that way, it goes that way, that's all in front of his view. But if it's the opposite, if he aruk, if she's very tall, he gut and he's very short, and she spits, and the wind takes away, that's not good enough, because he doesn't see it. It's not in front of him, it has to be very directly right in front of him, but inan ad demati lahadi apim, it has to be until the saliva falls right in front of him, and then that would be acceptable. Otherwise, it would not be good. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Achla tuma. Let's say before the chalitza, she eats onions. Or virax, and then she spits afterwards. Or alternatively, Achla gargishta, some type of dirt, medicinal dirt, they say. Rax, and then she spits. La'asav la'klum, that was not good. My time on. The yarka me'atma be'inan leka. We need the saliva to be natural. When you eat these types of foods or items, it actually creates its own saliva, not her saliva, and that's ineffective. So she should make sure, I'm not sure, to fast or avoid certain foods. This way, the saliva is from her natural saliva, not from elsewhere. V'amar Rava, Rava says, tzricha diyane lemechse ruka kinafik mipuma diyavama dichseve le'ene adzakenim v'yarka b'fan of that. They have to see the spit come from her, go in front of him. They must watch this, as the pasuk says, le'ene adzakenim. And finally, the Gemara says, v'nikra shmo b'Yisrael beis chalatzanal mitzvah b'dayanim v'lo p'tamidim, that the dayanim are the ones who say this statement, and not the tamidim. And Tani, the Brisa says that Amar Rabbi Yehuda pamach is one time hayinu yoshim l'fnei Rabbi Tarfon. We were sitting in the presence of Rabbi Tarfon, u'vasa yivam l'lach, so yivama came to perform chalitza. He said to us, anukuchem, all of you, I guess it would be rather, Rabbi Tarfon said to all of us, all the dayanim, chalatzanal, chalatzanal, chalatzanal. That should be the response three times after observing the chalitza. Hajjan alach mitzvahs chalitza. Everybody have a wonderful day.